Time for a little 7-on-7 action here. The South practice, Bo Wolf and Tony Pulling of DraftInsider.net. Derek Carr of Fresno State at quarterback, Tony. Some interesting prospects here at receiver and in the secondary. And Carr goes there for Kevin Norwood of Alabama. I was about to say Jordan Norwood. That's a former Eagle. But Kevin Norwood makes a catch there with Kyle Van Noy in the area and Craig Lawson from LSU.
Also Aaron Colvin. And the thing about, you know, it's about Colvin. He looks terrific in drills, but he's just very slow to react. We saw that in the one-on-ones, slow reacting to receivers' moves off the line. He's slow reacting to the pass here. He's a good athlete who can recover, but got to get a little bit quicker between the ears.
What's the story on Kyle Van Noy? We hear that he's around a first-round pick, maybe late first-round, early second-round, outside linebacker prospect for the Eagles, but not necessarily a dynamic pass rusher. What does he bring to the table?
Kyle Van Noy. I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, I do not think he's a late first-round pick at all. In fact, I think it's going to be a stretch to get him into the second half of the second day of the draft. The thing about Van Noy is he's a gamer. He's a guy who's – I don't think he's going to test that well. He's not really big. Average skills and coverage, but he just is constantly around the ball making plays, which is why, despite where he's drafted, I think he's going to have a long career in the NFL.
All right, David Fales, a quarterback now. San Jose State goes to Arthur Lynch from Georgia, and I know exactly what you're thinking, Tony.
Tommy Reese, the 2-yard dump off pass, and if you notice on that play when Fales dropped back, he was basically eyeballing Lynch from the get go and just delivered the pass. Never moved his eyes, never moved his head.
Eagles, of course, always keeping an eye on safeties, and here we've got Jamea Thomas and Terrence Brooks, two undersized guys. Thomas, we saw last week at the Shrine Game, made some plays, but he's just over 5'9". I think he's a little too small, and Terrence Brooks, not too much bigger.
But again, Brooks is a playmaker, a guy who's constantly around the ball, doesn't make mental mistakes, good ball skills, tough, plays bigger than his size. But like you said, I mean, when you've got those 6'3", 6'4", tight ends coming across the middle, it's going to be very tough for him to cover.
Lots of Florida State prospects here, of course, coming off their national championship. Christian Jones, Telvin Smith. Jones, you see there, number 7. What's the story on him?
Hey, Jones is a guy who was a sophomore, looked dynamic, looked like he was going to be the next great linebacker prospect from the Florida State program. Never really elevated his game. Had some injury issues. He's athletic. He's quick. He can go sideline to sideline. You see good drop there in coverage. But he just constantly, you walk away from games thinking that he should do more.
Gus Bradley, of course, familiar to Eagles fans. The Gus Bus, just about a year ago, a little over a year ago. Eagles fans enamored of Gus Bradley. He runs the practice here for the Jaguars coaching staff. Now, these two safeties are maybe a little more intriguing for the Eagles. Craig Lawson from LSU, Kenny Laidler from Vanderbilt. Lawson's a physical guy, and once again, Garoppolo, a quarterback here.
The thing about Lawson is he's more of a downhill straight line safety, unlike Jamea Thomas and Terrence Brooks, who can go sideline to sideline. Lawson is really best between the numbers running downhill. I don't know that he's going to be able on a consistent basis in the NFL to get out to the sidelines in coverage, or not a guy that you're going to play over a slot receiver.
Two small school corners on the outside here. Lavelle Westbrook's on the left side. Walt Akins from Liberty on the right side. Akins lining up against Cody Hoffman. And Westbrook's against Mike Davis from Texas.
And one thing about this game compared to a week ago is the speed of this game is a lot better. You got better athletes out here. You see Mike Davis. You can't do that on Monday at the Senior Bowl. You can't do that in front of scouts. He ran a good route to get separation in the middle of the field. Ball's placed in his hands by Garoppolo. You got to make that reception.
Gus Bradley giving some love to Walt Akins. What's the story on Laidler?
I don't know that he's got the speed to play at the next level. He's a solid safety. Decent ball skills, but I think you've got to put him in a system where he's going to be protected, sort of like a zone-type system.
Telvin Smith, number 22, a very interesting guy. Former safety. Very athletic. Ball coming our way here. Nice reception by Ryan Grant from Tulane, we think, is the mystery man. I don't know if he got 2 feet in, though.
regardless, the fact, you know, you're able to make that over-the-shoulder reception downfield, running full speed, you know, effortlessly, didn't have to work real hard, that's an excellent reception.
Back to Telvin Smith, what's his story?
More of a one-gap type linebacker, prototypical of linebackers that have come out of that Florida State program. Sort of finish small, but fast, quick, cover a lot of area on the field, very explosive, a striker, a guy who's really a hard hitter.
Derek Carr, quarterback now. Drops back, fires it out to Mike Davis, who makes up for the earlier drop and gets the reception there.
I got to tell you, two linebackers that have been pretty impressive, although they haven't made many plays in 7-on-7, have been Adrian Hubbard of Alabama and Jeremiah Tachu of Georgia Tech. Tachu was a guy who, up until his senior season, pretty much was a defensive end, was a pass rushing terror, made a smooth transition to outside linebacker. Hubbard, you see him there, number 52. Looks like a power forward on the football field. Just effortlessly moves about the field. Gets a lot of depth on his pass drops. Again, he was a guy that we mentioned in the preview. He's a guy who has great upside. He's just got to start making more plays on the football.
A little bit stiffer than Tachu. Tachu is a guy who some people think could be in consideration for the Eagles at 22. Is he as dynamic a pass rusher as you would expect from a first-round outside linebacker?
If you're talking about Hubbard, no, but I don't think they used him that way at Alabama. He wasn't really asked to blitz. I don't think that Itachi's going to be a first-round pick. I think the 22nd pick around one is a major reach for him. I think he's more of a second-day type of guy. But someone who's got a good deal of upside.
Jordan Matthews with a nice play on the ball going up and grabbing it there. The Vanderbilt wide receiver walking by us. Itachi, number 45 again.
Then you see number 37, Jordan Tripp, sort of a stout inside 3-4 linebacker. Nothing special about his game, but sort of like Kyle Van Noy, just comes to play and is constantly around the action, not making mental mistakes.
From Missoula, Montana, a Montana grad, just like Colt Anderson. The big Fresno State tight end with a reception there on the short reception.
Physically, he was the most impressive player at weigh-ins this morning. I mean, he was cut up. He had 34-inch arms. I mean, he very much looks the part. And they threw him the ball this year, and he did well and really elevated his draft stock. The fact that he had Derek Carr throwing the ball to him, I think, helped a lot.
Marcel Jensen is the Fresno State tight end there. David Fales back at quarterback. And he goes to Arthur Lynch, his favorite receiver, even though Jordan Matthews looked like he was streaking open on the post.
Again, I think Fales, coming into the season, people thought he was going to be an early pick. I never saw it off of my 2012 film work. I think he's more of a backup for a timing West Coast offense, a dink and dunk offense. Just does not have he's got a good head, but he doesn't have the physical skills to play, to be a starter anyway in the NFL.
Fails under center once again. Looking left. Goes deep. The Florida connection there. And did not have the arm strength to get it there.
The passes float. And when a pass floats like that on Sunday afternoons in the NFL, more times than not, it's going to has a very good chance to be intercepted because both the corner and the safety have time to make moves on the ball.
Patton Solomon from Florida, the intended receiver. With Jalen Watkins in coverage. Watkins has had a pretty solid practice.
He has, and again, we talked about the versatility of Keith McGill earlier. Watkins is that type of guy. You can line him up at corner and or safety. He doesn't have the size of McGill. He's got solid ball skills, probably more polished than McGill.
Fales gets it out quick there. To Mike Davis from Texas. New units coming on. What's the story on LaBelle Westbrook? Came in just a shade under 6 feet, but he's a pretty big corner and physical guy.
You know, last year, Georgia Southern had the safety that came on late, was taken the second day of the draft. Westbrook's a similar story. I mean, he's got decent size, he's a good athlete, he's shown flashes. He was very good in drills, just a matter of him stepping up to a higher level of competition. He's got a good degree of upside.
Garoppolo looking for the Florida receiver, but Walt Akins in the area to make the play.
Yeah, Garoppolo's kind of falling off. Early on, he looked good. He was very accurate, good pass placement. From what I've seen, his past few attempts, He's all over the place. There seems to be miscommunications with the intended target.
Is he falling off, or is Walt Akins picking it up?
No, well, considering it looked like the 20-yard line, the 20-yard marker was the intended target there, right? I think it's more Garoppolo than anything else.
All right, Garoppolo under center once again. Good eye discipline. Goes through his reads. Goes off to Marcel Jensen.
You got to like that. And we saw that last week at the Shrine game. I mean, he doesn't lock in the one receiver. He's natural looking off the safety. He goes through his progressions. And that's something that really has to impress scouts here.
Atachu back on the field, 45.
On that play, Marcel Jensen made the reception with Hubbard in coverage. And that's what I say about Hubbard is he's athletic. You know, he's all over the place. He doesn't have limitations as far as what you can use him, but he's got to start making more plays on the football.
Garoppolo in shotgun now. Looking left. Fires for Davis and Hubbard. He calls his name, he makes a play, and that wraps up the 7-on-7 session here. Tony Pauline and Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Much more coming your way from the Senior Bowl down in Mobile.